Welcome to the Impactful Engineer Project. I'm Steve Maxey, and with my co-host and brother Jake, we are here to bring you guidance, fresh ideas, and the tools to help you become an impactful engineer.
Welcome to a special Wednesday Wisdom episode. This is a special quick midweek episode where either I or Jake will sit down to share a bit of advice based on our own experience. We invite you to consider these lessons to implement in your own career or daily life. To keep this short, I'll spare the longer housekeeping intro and just say that if you find value in what you hear today, please share this episode. Our mission is to reach and support as many engineers as we can to help you all reach your full engineering potential. Today, I'd like to talk about resumes. As a hiring manager myself, I see countless resumes come in, so I have to quickly scan them to find the best candidates. So my first talking point is making sure your resume conveys maximum value in a concise package. You want to keep bullets in one line using descriptive, high-impact words that are well understood. Don't come in and use fancy, obscure words that 90% of the population has never heard of. But you also don't want to say things like very large or super fast when describing your bullet points. Instead, use words like enormous or rapid. This shows you have a firm grasp on language without flaunting it, and that you can be concise in communication, which is a high-value skill in most professional settings. Next, do not just list your regular job duties. What we want to see is your accomplishments and the impact you've made to your organizations. Say things such as reduce scrap rate on the production line by 70%, saving $2 million annually by implementing such and such process. Or reduce the assembly time by 20% by redesigning connection interface on such and such product, saving 1,000 hours annual of labor. These sorts of things show immense value that you are already capable of and can bring to the potential new employer. You also want to showcase accomplishments in teamwork, communication, leadership, and other areas of interpersonal skills. Next, I want you guys to create a master resume file that has every possible accomplishment that you can think of. Make this resume file like 10 pages if you can. When you apply to a specific job, you remove bullets that do not apply to that position and truncate it down to a single page if you can. This will make each one of your resumes bespoke to the position you are applying for, which will be noticed by the reviewer. Trust me, I notice every single time. Never send your resume as a word processing file. This is a recipe for the presentation to not work correctly. Always save as a PDF and send that. Lastly, write cover letters and thank you letters. Include the cover letter when you submit your resume. Include it as the first page of your resume if the application only allows for a single file. And of course, send the thank you letter after you've had your interviews. Just make sure it's tailored to the interviewer and the organization. If you follow these guidelines, you will have a higher likelihood of getting that interview call. Spend the time to create your master templates, apply for the jobs, and when you land your next role, share this episode. Thanks for listening.